A new poll released today shows that Floridians by a 19% margin want Charlie Crist to run for re-election for governor, but will give their support if he chooses to leave the governorship to run for U.S. Senate next year. Over two-thirds of all Floridians queried, or 67%, say they approve Crist's performance the past 2 years as governor. The Quinnipiac poll also shows that Crist would easily win the GOP nomination for Senate if he ran next year for Mel Martinez's soon-to-be-vacated seat. Crist leads his next closest competitor in that race, Fort Myers Congressman Connie Mack, by 40 points. Bob Buckhorn is a political consultant for Bay News 9.
I think Governor Crist has managed to bake his cake and will be able to eat it as well. He is obviously very popular in the current job that he has. And should he decide to run for the United States Senate, he wins hands down. In essence, he has frozen out all of the Republicans who are considering this race because they don't know what he's going to do, but that if he does decide to run, that he will win.
With these huge supportive numbers, as we all know, he's been very supportive of the economic stimulus plan, which the president signed yesterday, and Floridians will soon be seeing some of that money flowing into the state here, which certainly is going to help with this big budget deficit we have here. We want to talk, of course, to the Republicans nationally about how much they've been against this plan for different reasons. Governor Crist comes out for it. We've heard last week, some Republicans don't think much of him for doing that. And yet he looks very strong in the state. And a lot of those other Republicans don't seem to have nearly the capacity to gather support like he does.
Well, and I think that goes right to the heart of what is making Charlie successful. And that is he's a Floridian first and he's a Republican second. And I think Governor Crist realizes in very clear and dramatic terms just how hurting the people that elected him, his Floridians, his neighbors and friends, are in this economic time. And he realizes that he's got to put his partisan loyalties aside and do what's good for Floridians. And if this stimulus package, even though it's proposed by a Democratic president, means that Floridians will be able to keep their homes, will be able to keep food on their plate, will keep their unemployment insurance running for a longer period of time, or even better yet, get them back on the employment rolls, that he's got to put aside the partisanship and the ideology and do what's good for Floridians. That is why Charlie Crist is liked and supported by both Democrats and Republicans, and that is why those numbers are so compelling for Charlie.
Something of a surprise in the Quinnipiac poll was on the Democratic side. The current leading candidates for the Senate race are Miami area Congressman Kendrick Meek and Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, both getting 16% of the vote. Meek has already announced his candidacy, and earlier this week scored a major endorsement from the Service Employees International Union. Mayor Iorio has not yet announced for anything, but says she's considering running. Political analyst Bob Buckhorn ran against Pam Iorio in 2003, but finished third behind her and Frank Sanchez. He says these early numbers augur well for her candidacy if she decides to go for it.
Well, I think it does, Mitch. And I, as your listeners know, I can painfully attest to Pam's political acumen. I have that scar on my back. She is a force to be reckoned with. Clearly, you cannot underestimate the value of coming from the I-4 corridor. It is a big media market in which she dominates. She has enjoyed, and I've seen the polling numbers, somewhere between 70 and 80% favorable approval, and that comes from both Democrats and Republicans. So she would be looked upon as the moderate candidate, the candidate that has actually run something as opposed to a legislative background. She is the only woman in the race, which clearly differentiates herself from some of the other candidates. And in a general election, I think the polls will show you that she would be a much more competitive candidate. Now, the challenge for her is to get out of the Democratic primary, where most of the Democratic votes come from Broward, Dade, or Palm Beach County. Most of the fundraising is done there as well. She has no relationships down there to speak of. So that would be the hurdle that she has to overcome. But she starts out in a very, very good position.
Adam Smith, the St. Petersburg Times, has a story today regarding the pros and cons of Pam Iorio if she were to run for statewide office. And one of the cons is that he writes is not much of a story, saying what she's actually done here, accomplishing here in Tampa in 6 years or so. Would you agree with that?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think part of the job of being a mayor is to make sure that the fundamentals are taken care of. If you don't do that, and those types of things are not sexy issues. It's bricks and mortar, it's sewers, it's water lines, it's transportation, it's potholes. Those things this mayor has excelled at. She's taking care of the details. She's managed this city well. Now, whether or not, you know, others take issue with that about not having large bricks and mortar type of projects to leave as a legacy, you know, is up to them. But I think the city has been run. It's been run well. And I think it's a platform that she could take to a statewide race and be fairly compelling in it.